Blind Abilities presents Lisa's Life Skills, a three-part series. This is part one of three. Finding a bathroom at a restaurant, and how to ask for help or find it yourself.
Hello, Blind Abilities. This is Lisa. I wanted to talk about finding a bathroom in a restaurant and asking for help. Finding a bathroom, you know, is an overarching theme kind of running through all of the topics. And you could say, well, yeah, it's blindness. No. Well, I mean, it is, but it's not. It's that we're all different and situations are different. And so what may work for one may not work for another. And, you know, that sounds so obvious, but sometimes when we hear from someone who either we respect them or they've been around for a while, it's easy to feel like, oh, I should do it that way, you know, but we're not all the same. For example, there have been big discussions about whether or not blind people should carry their own trays. For a long time, I felt badly because I don't normally. My blindness is only part of that. I'm 4'9", and so my arms are short. And if you have those trays that are wide from front to back, I can't really hook my fingers around the edge that's farthest from me. Now, if it's a smaller tray, no problem, I can do that. But those bigger, wider ones, no. So, you know, we each have our own kind of personal circumstances and preferences and experiences. And so I think that's worth taking into account. Okay, now I've disclaimed, and so here we go. Finding a bathroom in a restaurant and asking for help. I don't really like to go out to eat alone. So I'm not often in a situation like this. Or if I am, I may go somewhere where I can kind of grab something and then go. And so I have asked for directions to the bathroom or for help in finding the bathroom. And if the person I get kind of strikes me as nervous, I will say, could you please help me find the entrance to the bathroom? And I say entrance specifically because I want them to know that I'm not expecting them to walk me in and orient me and help me in more personal ways. So that seems to help. In general, it seems like in many places, the bathrooms are either in the front or in the back of the restaurant. The bigger the place is, the more apt I am to ask for help. Sometimes finding the bathroom is easy. Finding the way back can be a little trickier. Then again, if I'm eating alone, I try to finish up first and then go because I don't want the table cleared of my things, or, you know, not only like any food or drink I might have left, but any possessions. So, you know, I do take everything with me. The other thing that I really try to do is to listen. So if I'm in a restaurant and the people, let's say at the table behind me, have small children, and I hear the one say, you know, I have to go to the bathroom, and maybe a parent will take them, if they walk away from me and they're talking, I know the bathroom, you know, is at least as a starting point in that general direction. Or if they walk past me, I know, okay, I need to kind of backtrack to find it. The other thing is if I'm eating in a place where it's standard to clear your own table. I really think if we can find our way to these places and we can get in there and we can get the help we need, that we don't get a free pass on cleaning up just because we can't see. And so I will kind of combine everything. And often, if you listen while you're eating, you can hear people dumping stuff into the trash can. Unless, of course, again, it's a bigger restaurant and that's trickier. Often you can hear where that is, and so you can do that. Now, I've been in places where the restaurant is more crowded, and I will stand up with my things and be ready to take the trash, and someone will offer to take it for me. And I've certainly allowed that, especially if it seemed like it was far away or it was crowded. But I did my part too by having everything kind of cleaned up and consolidated. So, you know, if I had, let's say, napkins, they were all kind of together. Or maybe if my cup was a to-go cup, they were all together and stuffed in the cup. You know, things were kind of consolidated. Worst case scenario, I have taken my trash back up to the counter and said, you know, I was not able to find the trash can, but at least they know that the effort was made. I think in one place you kind of came in at one end and that's where the counter was, and you went out at the other end, and I would have really been gumming up the works because they were busy and they had like those bank line things up. And in that case, I did consolidate everything, and I left it. I was sitting relatively near the door, and I thought that there might be a trash can there because that would have made sense to have one so that you could throw things out as you were headed out the door, but that did not appear to be the case. So, just some thoughts about restaurants. Thanks for listening, all, and have a good day. Take care. Bye for now.
You can follow Lisa on Twitter at LISASALI. And to find more podcasts with a blindness perspective, go to blindabilities.com. and BATeamcast.com. We're also on Audio Boom as the Blind Abilities channel and the BATeamcast channel. You also follow us on Twitter at Blind Abilities. Thanks for listening.